The Chinese telco giant Huawei has once again urged the federal government to overturn its ban on the company providing equipment to Australia's 5G mobile network. Huawei was outlawed on national security grounds 2 years ago because of concerns that Chinese intelligence might have access to the network, despite the company's assurances that it does not answer to Beijing. But the Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, says the government is sticking with its decision to ban Huawei, and instead he's trying to focus on the benefits to business of the national broadband network, which should be completed by mid-next year. Paul Fletcher spoke with our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
The NBN budget was upgraded last year to $51 billion, but there have been challenges with the mixed technology along the way. So will the NBN deliver on its promises given the cut price model and concerns that it might not keep up with new technology?
Well, let's be clear. The NBN rollout will complete next year, and thanks to the multi-technology mix which we introduced when we came to government in 2013, the rollout will be complete 4 years earlier than under Labor's original plan, and it will cost taxpayers $30 billion less.
The report, which was commissioned by NBNCo, says there's a clear link between the NBN and the take-up of digital technologies by business. But will the NBN be superseded when super-fast 5G technology is ultimately rolled out?
Well, 5G is certainly coming, and indeed Telstra and Optus already have it operating in some parts of our big cities. The two technologies will be complementary. NBN is a ubiquitous fixed broadband connection. 5G is mobile and it offers a range of benefits, but fixed technologies have always, with every generation of technology, been able to deliver more data more cost effectively than mobile, even as both mobile and fixed increase their capacity with each new generation.
But how good is that 5G technology going to be without the right competition? Huawei, which has been banned from the 5G rollout, questions the productivity gains and says that without its technology, Australia could become a 5G backwater.
It is important that we have the latest technology, and the Australian government is certainly confident that our telcos will have the capacity to buy the leading 5G technology so that their 5G networks are up to the standards that Australians expect.
Huawei's submission to a parliamentary committee on 5G says that the government's ban needs to be urgently reconsidered and that it's not a national security threat. So will the government agree to give Huawei another hearing?
Well, let's be clear. The position the government announced last year in relation to telecommunications security matters was not specific to any one vendor. But look, that position is well established and there won't be any change to that.
So you won't be reconsidering, even though Huawei has given another assurance that it doesn't install backdoors allowing Chinese intelligence to hack in?
Well, again, I make the point that the policy guidance that the Australian government issued to telecommunications companies last year is not specific to any one vendor or any one country. It was a thoroughly developed position, and the Australian government won't be changing that position.
Huawei is committed to a robust framework of safeguards, checks and balances and says that its only interest is Australia's economic well-being. So do you trust Huawei?
Look, I'm not going to get into commenting on any particular vendor. I'll simply make the point that those arrangements and that guidance was carefully developed, and the Australian government won't be making any changes to that.
Huawei's Australian Chairman John Lord says that he hasn't really had much of a hearing at all from Canberra since the banning in 2017. Have you had a chance to speak with him at all?
I have not had a meeting with Huawei since becoming Communications Minister, but I'm certainly happy to meet with them or indeed any other significant player in the telecommunications sector.
Huawei cites two British parliamentary committees which have concluded there are no technical reasons why Huawei should be banned from supplying 5G technology in the UK, but clearly national security reasons here must be very strong.
Well, the Australian government announced last year a position in relation to guidance to Australian telecommunications network operators as they upgrade their network to 5G, and the Australian government won't be changing it.
Communications Minister Paul Fletcher with Peter Ryan.